begin my homily, I just want to point out that today, as you all know, today is the solemnity of Saint Joseph. We ask this wonderful saint to pray for all of us, to pray for the church, to protect us, to protect the church, and to really help us to remain faithful just as he was faithful, to be patient just as he was patient, and to help us all to continue to pray for peace in the world. On Wednesday, I was coming from Columbia, not Columbia the country, but Columbia, South Carolina, Lexington area, and I jumped into my car, well, not jumped, but get in the car, and I realized that I have only a quarter of a tank of gas, one-fourth, and I'm like, well, I'm 45 minutes away from making, I can make it, I have done it in the past, it can happen. Because I saw the gas station and it was $4.39. I said, forget it, that's too much. I even do the medium, which is close to $5. I said, no, I'm not doing that. I don't know why I do the medium, but that's not the point. Some people say it gives you more accelerating power. True or not, I have to do it. And then I just kept driving, and I saw another one that it was $4.19, I believe. But again, if I do the medium, the 89 will be close to $4.80. So I said, no, I can do it. I can do it in Aiken. So I got in Aiken and stopped and got gas, and it was quite a lot to fill the tank. It was 65, and I'm doing, and then 65.01, and then I go until it goes to 66, and then I said, forget it. I'm doing it at 67.29. I'm gonna leave it at that. But I'm complaining. Why is this happening? And then I'm trying to get my receipt. The machine doesn't work. It says, see cashier, see the clerk and all that. I said, really, why is all this happening to me today? So I go in into the store and to get my receipt, and then there's a sign on the door, please wear a mask. I'm like, really, I don't have a mask anywhere. So I'm doing this, I'm covering my mouth, so I'm going in. I go in, the attendant said, oh, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. The sign is just up there, but you don't have to, oh, thank you. Why am I telling you all of this? Because I will talk to you about complaining this evening. Complaining is something that we all do. Am I saying that complaining is sinful? Complaining becomes a sin when it becomes something against morals, when it separates us from God. So I'm not saying that complaining is a sin, only if it separates us from God. Complaining may lead to despair. Despair may lead to disbelief, and disbelief may lead to damnation. Then that's a sin, okay? So I just wanna make it clear. And also to be clear, let me give you the definition of complaint. If you go online in a dictionary and you look for the definition of complaint, it'll say this: complaint, a statement that a situation is unsatisfactory or unacceptable. A statement that a situation is unsatisfactory or unacceptable. With me, this is unacceptable. I can't even get the receipt, please, really. So that's what it means to complain. And we see that in today's gospel. First, we have two different stories happening here. First, we see that these people are telling Jesus, in a way, they're complaining. They think that is really not acceptable. It is, they're making a statement about this situation that they believe is unsatisfactory. Because Pilate killed these people and he mingled the blood with the blood of the sacrifices, and then about these 18 people that died. So these people are really complaining with God, saying, did God did it? Why? This is not fun. This is not nice. This is not fair. So in a way, they're complaining to God because this thing's happening. But God, when he gives us, Jesus, when he gives us the second part of the gospel, which is beautiful, in a parable, he always trying to explain things to us in a very easy way. That's why he gives us the parable, the analogy, the example. Because he's saying, you know, God didn't do this. Back in the day, they thought that those who suffered, it was due because their sin. Well, that's not true. We can see that those who are good, the righteous, suffer, but also those who are not so good. For example, the innocents, all those people in Ukraine, Russia, all around the world, people suffering. So then we see people complaining, why is all this happening? They're just raising their voice, making a statement that this is really unacceptable. So again, complaining is not in itself a sin. Before I go into this, I posted on a YouTube channel in Spanish a reflection on this gospel. And on the homily, I said that God complains, on the second part of the parable, God complains. And somebody sent me an email saying, I don't think it's good to call God a complainer. I said, well, in my homily, he is. And I will tell you why. The parable, he gives us this beautiful parable about the fig tree. Cut it out. Cut it down if it's not giving any fruit. God is complaining. Well, the man who owns the vineyard, this is the analogy that the man who owns the vineyard is God. When he says his complaint, his statement about a situation that is unsatisfactory or unacceptable, he says to the gardener, for 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but I have found none. He's complaining, and he is right in doing so. What is going on? How does that apply to all of us? In the same way, God has given us life. God has given us faith. What are we doing with it? God, the man, the owner of the vineyard, is asking us all today, where are your fruits? Let us ask ourselves, how many years have I been Catholic? What I have done for God. And I know all of you have done a lot of things for God. At this mass, you're bearing fruit. You're listening to the word of God. You're listening to the homily. You are here praying for your needs, praying for the needs of the whole world. In a few minutes, when the offertory comes, you will put off your work. You will share the many blessings that God has given you. In my littleness, I'm doing something great. I'm bearing fruit. In persona Christi, and I'm saying in my littleness because I am nothing. But in a few moments, you will have the wine and the bread become the body and blood of Christ. So we ask God to help us to bear fruit. God is complaining. Jesus is complaining. When he says, this is unacceptable. God complains when people don't go to confession and they need to. God is raising his voice. He's making a statement saying, complaining in my homily, why is people not coming to the fount of mercy? But then he's patient. Patience. Because the gardener says, sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. Who is this gardener? The church. God is making a statement. Why don't you go to confession? The church says, no excuses. I'm fertilizing the ground. There's the confessional. It is available. Come. While God is complaining, he is also patient. He is waiting. That's why the gardener is saying, can you please be patient? And God says, yes. Another complaint that God makes, the Holy Eucharist. God is making a statement, why is this place not to its full capacity? And I add myself to that complaint. This place should be packed. This is Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. But then, just as God is complaining, making that statement, at the same time, he is patient. And he says, I will wait. I will wait on you, those who are here, to bear fruit and go out there and bring people back to me. How? By the way you show mercy, by the way you show Christ to the world. And thirdly, I'm sure there are many other complaints that God makes, but thirdly, the complaint about charity. There's more that needs to be done, but God is always patient. He is always waiting. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, as we continue to pray for all of us, for the whole world, let us ask this beautiful lady on your left, Our Blessed Mother, Santa Maria, she is patient. She bore the Son of Man in her womb. Let us ask her to help us to be faithful. And on this feast day of Saint Joseph, this wonderful man, let us also ask him to help us to be patient just as he was, so that we may allow the Church, through her sacraments, to give us to fertilize us, to get us ready for Christ. So as we approach this holy banquet, let us ask God to be patient with us, especially when we complained and we just stay there complaining. That we may be able to, yes, complain, that's fine, to make a statement about a situation that is unsatisfactory or unacceptable, but that we may be able to get up and do something, to act in the name of Christ. Let us ask Jesus to be patient with us, to be patient as we are trying to allow ourselves to be transformed by him. May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe.